There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Obama blesses Biden and the market tanks. That's where we're at. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. They say the show's about the buzz in the backyard. Can anyone afford the buzz? What a panic. The Dow, 1,000 points down, plunging at the open. One of the biggest one-day bumps, drops ever. Well, in the last 4 years. Not ever. Think of the 20s. So if we wanted to add up all the numbers, crunch them, and put them in a box of our invisible money, it would be about $1.8 trillion, they say, in wealth. Poof, gone overnight. To the average Joe, it means $9,000 to $10,000 gone out of your 401k. So what does this mean? It was a Black Monday. Are we in a new financial crisis thanks to the Chinese? It's interesting. We buy all their crap at cents on the dollar to the detriment of our own people here in the United States. That's why Made in America often is impossible for companies because they can't afford it. And then if they can afford it, they're eating into their profits and they know it. And so I applaud any of the Made in America folks because it is absolutely cheaper to get things made in China. So now the Chinese stocks tumbled again on Tuesday. We're into it right now with the time difference. After their biggest decline in 8 years, most of the other Asian markets have bounced back. That is a little bit of a reprieve, not much. So it's a wild mixed picture again, a picture rather, on Wall Street because of what happened on Monday. I mean, is the worst over? Is there any kind of a reprieve, a bigger bear market? The Shanghai Composite Index was down 4.3% midday Tuesday after falling 6.4% in the first minutes of trading. So everybody is eyeing what is going on in Asia, but in particular what's going on in China. The Nikkei, which of course is the Japanese index in Tokyo, was up not a full percent, but almost. And so that perhaps is the good news because it had dumped to 4.6% in the last session. Hong Kong's equivalent of the stock market also up 1.6%. These are current numbers. The global sell-off triggered by the Chinese economy, and there isn't very much that has changed there. There's not much clarity. Go figure. China and clarity, two words I wouldn't put in the same sentence. So China's fall is the latest in a series of wild roller coaster loops and declines that have really push the Chinese government to the extremes because they're trying to stem a slide in prices because of the explosive market boom. What happened was they let everyone in. So millions of people jumped into the market having no clue what was happening. And then naturally, payment comes due. They have no idea. And everybody jumps out, and that's part of it. That is a simplistic way to put it. With oil down and China a wreck the way it is, it's not looking like we're going to have massive gains. Let's put it that way. It depends on where you're at with stocks. I'm not a stockbroker, but you better check. Better watch what's happening. Keep your eye on the foreign markets because it is a wicked, wild ride. And if you're on life support when it comes to some stocks, then the only thing you can do there is almost hold it and wait for the rebuild, which could take a long time. So whatever gains you had, unless something incredible happens, it takes a while to build that back up. Now, you talk to some stockbrokers, and they would say, well, that's false anyway because the growth was so explosive on certain stocks. But that's the whole idea of getting into the stock market, isn't it? That you're going to make more on your money. And you're playing a game of sell off, don't sell off, what am I going to do? But when everyone sells off, then you're in trouble. Speaking of being in trouble and money, you know, money is all about energy, right? You all know that. It's what you attach to money. But you do have to feed the economic engine. How about the IRS, the three dreaded letters? They found another Lois Lerner email account. How many accounts does this woman have? It is the craziest thing. Well, second craziest thing when it comes to emails, because the Hillary Clinton debacle is the first. So really Lois Lerner is now second. But it just mystifies me as to how does this happen. So yes, the IRS confirmed in a new court filing very late on Monday, of course, that the efforts to be transparent about her actions during the Tea Party targeting scandal are not transparent any more than ever. Because Judicial Watch has sued to get a look at the emails she sent during the targeting. The IRS's lawyer told the court that as the agency was putting together a set of documents to turn over to Judicial Watch, of course, they realized that she had used another email account in addition to her official one and another personal one already known to the agency. What is the deal with how many accounts do people need? There should be some handbook. There should be some notes on this, especially when you work for the IRS and you're in the position that she was in. Deny, accept, giving people tax breaks, giving organizations tax breaks, or pushing them off to the side and not giving them the break, which makes a huge difference. So in addition to emails to or from an email account that was denominated Lois G. Lerner or Lois Home, some emails have been sent to or received from a personal email account that was, guess what it was named, Toby Mills. Who is Toby Mills? But that was the email account that Lois Lerner was using. So what, she has a bunch of aliases? What is that for? And what was in that account? That's what I want to know. Because that might be the one that has the emails that we want to see. Secret, extra email accounts. I mean, what is going on with the Obama administration? You don't have to be... Listen, if you're a Democrat, you can't defend this. You have the nonsense with Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State and her aides. You have problems with the Environmental Protection Agency people. Now the IRS, which you've had. It's unreal. If I'm running the White House, here's what I'm doing. I'm coming in on Tuesday. I'm saying, listen, I want a full audit of what everybody's email is. I want to know who does not have an email account that's supposed to have an email account with whatever agency they're working for. I mean, this is like ammunition. This is like feeding meat to the lions. It's so easy. But proving it is a different story, and proving maliciousness, criminal activity, or anything nefarious is a lot tougher. You can weigh in, 855-266-5283. You want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE. We're also going to check in on the mailbag next on America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You can do what we're about to do. You can drop an email in the mailbag simply by going to americatonight.net. But before we do that, let's check in on our pal Grim with the Daily Weigh-In. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Well, I gave up on my computer.
You gave up, but you can't find your emails. Is it a conspiracy?
Oh, no, it's not that. It's where I'm stuck, Kate. I'm rural, and all I got is dial-up. I got about 1.4 meg of updates for Windows 8, and I should be able to get 10 because it's a brand-new computer. And it's just a mess, but that's not what I called in about. Although if I had a better way of getting on the Internet, I could do more complaints. But
I love it.
Anyhow, I got an old phone book. And I can go back and I can show you, because you grew up and I grew up where they were trying to do a paperless government, make government smaller. And the first thing they did, do you know what they did? One of the first actions to make government smaller was?
What was it?
They removed the 1-800 operator in D.C. Now you can see where they're going. That's their responsibility to us, to people, the constituents, the voters, is to be able to contact them. Now, most security agents, Section 6 agents that sell bonds and whatnot, their main requirement is to have a 40-hour-a-week open when the stock market's open.
Yeah, right? You're right.
That's the only way they can get fired. It's the only way Congress can really get rid of them, unless they commit fraud or some other felony now. But
yeah.
Here we are, and we're sitting and hearing all these promises and everything, and I listened to all last night, and I can tell you the Republican Party is already groomed, although they don't like his immigration policy, but he's another, I don't know. I just see 2013 being repeated, even on the talk, you know, conservative talk shows. Because they're already grooming. They're taking the one female Republican candidate. Oh, she don't know what she's doing. She's good, but look where she failed with HP. And then they're taking, you know, Rubio and several others. But they've already got the, what can I say, the Italian loafer, slick haircut, clean cut, good looking guy like we had last time.
Well, boy, but you got to go for what is electable. Who is the person that is the best person that's qualified? Forget the rest. The rest is dressing. But I agree with you. Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, he's already been picked. Republican Party's got their candidate, and it ain't Jeb Bush. You're gonna hear Jeb Bush here not too long. Say, okay, I'm gonna endorse him because he's young, he's clean looking, he's an immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you know, at least Trump's out there, and he's been giving me a chance to work on nail the score this year.
I love that. That's great. Nail the score in just a few weeks. Absolutely. That's great.
At least this year I'm going to work on it, so that when I do mine, I'll have a little background instead of just playing it by, you know, my nose.
I love it. I love it, Grim. You crack me up each and every night. We look forward to talking to you. Thanks so much. He's funny. So, and he reminds me to tell you all about Nail the Score. Nail the Score is coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll make sure we give you more specifics on the time, etc. as we get a little closer. Next week, we'll talk more about Nail the Score. All right, with the time left, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one from Elise, and Elise says, Kate, Joe Biden, is it true? I was listening today and I almost drove off the road that Obama gave his blessing to Joe Biden. Do you think the Clintons are furious or what? Well, I think that there was a little promise to the Clintons that he was going to be there for them because, remember, President Clinton... Really, Bill Clinton really pushed Obama over the top once they had conceded everything in 2008. And I think this is kind of wild, actually. But Biden would go to him. That makes sense. He's the president. Go to him and just say, yeah, I'm going to run or I want to run or whatever. But the big story, I think, besides that, is the fact that Elizabeth Warren, he had a long meeting with Elizabeth Warren, and the rumor is that this is what he wants. I'm going to run. I want you to be my running mate. Are you running? You're not running? Will you please consider being my running mate? And what would happen with that kind of a ticket? Supposedly, there's already a lot of the top Democratic fundraisers who've been massively circulating pro-Joe Biden memos to a lot of DNC members. So that means that they're getting ahead of things as much as possible and asking them to be open-minded about a run for Joe Biden. It was a two-page memo, and it was called The Case for Joe Biden. And what they said in it, well, they weren't asking for money. They said, we're asking you, ready for this? We're asking you to keep an open mind and consider a Biden candidacy. Our country, the Democratic Party, and the vice president deserve nothing less. The more you consider it, the more it makes sense. Wow. It was sent 5 days before all five declared Democratic presidential candidates are set to make their case to party leaders and superdelegates at this DNC gathering. Hillary Clinton is speaking at the meeting on Friday before heading back to the Hamptons. That's where she's been vacationing and going to fundraisers and whatever. And Biden's not scheduled to attend. Wow, can you imagine that? So Clinton supporters are stressing the importance of the audience for the Democratic frontrunner who won the popular vote but didn't win enough delegates to win the nomination. We know how that story went back in 2008. But there's a whole, I mean, two pages arguing that Biden shares the same characteristics that have helped to rally huge crowds and support Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, and they're looking for a president that tells it like it is, and that's Joe Biden, straightforward, authentic, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Wow. Wild. Wild, 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 wild. And maybe I shouldn't be shocked, but this part is a big deal. I mean, that's a lot of assertions. I mean, it is. So what does that mean? Trying to build some backing, of course, ahead of time? And what would that do to the orbit around the president? Like I said, the Clintons, I think they would just be soothing or seething. I don't think they could be soothed. Let's put it that way. All right, quickly, let's jump to another one. This one from Frederick. Hey, Kate, bravo to the three heroes who saved so many lives, as you said, on that train going from Amsterdam to Paris. A big woohoo, and we are so proud back here in America. Yep, I couldn't have said it better. Absolutely. And if I were on that train, I would personally write them a note. I mean, that is incredible what they did. And good for them at their own peril. One almost lost, one had to go to the hospital and could have died. Another one almost lost a thumb. So, absolutely, they just went for it and they stopped a disaster. They really did. They stopped a disaster, no question about it. Here's one from Humble Richie who says, Kate, what happened to Hurricane Danny? It sounded like, according to weather people, that the East Coast was going to be blown off the map. Yeah, it kind of fizzled, didn't it? It fizzled, and that's what happens. So this is a pretty big, as they say in the biz, historic hurricane drought right now. It was supposed to be, it was a Cat 3 over the Atlantic, and then nothing. Nothing. Just a whimper by the time it hit landfall. Thank goodness. Because looking at it on a map, it looked like it really was going to smash into the mainland here in the U.S. and be a kicker storm like Rita, Katrina. Oh, we don't want to see that. And it wasn't. So that is good news. Absolutely. If you want to let your thoughts fly, you can do it. Simply send me an email. AmericaTonight.net.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Yeah, I can't wait to get on the road again. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com and help us push the word out about getting us to your neck of the woods or somewhere close. We've taken the show all over the place. Many of you have listened for a long time, certainly know, from New York City to Washington to Albuquerque, New Mexico to Grenada, Ecuador, Hawaii, and a lot of cool places and awesome small towns all over the place, all over the map. And what fun we've had, and we want to continue to do that with your help. Plus, here's the cool thing. If you go to KateOnTheRoad.com, we're giving away, yes, another Next Book Flex 11. All you have to do is click in the middle of the page where it says, want to learn how you can get Kate on the road to your area. Just click there and you're entered in. It is that easy. It was that easy. I mean, boy, I was just thinking about this the other day. We went to the New Hampshire Prime in 2012, and here we are coming up on 2016 and probably going back there again. And what's that going to be like this time around? It's going to be insane crazy is what it's going to be for sure. I mean, really super crazy. No doubt about it. Look at what's happening with the Democrats. they're eating their own. And now, of course, the Republicans in some senses are doing the very same thing. Eventually, it narrows, and it's going to be really interesting to see where we are 6 months from now, then take it to 8 months. And then as we get closer to next summer and the actual conventions, the big pep rallies, who is it? Spin the wheel of fortune. Who is it going to be? And who's on the undercard, which I think is also kind of intriguing, too. Very intriguing. And then both conventions, one in Philly and one in Ohio, which is the Republican convention, of course, in Ohio. So the top Democratic fundraisers are very excited about the possibility of Joe Biden. Apparently, that's why they're pumping out all these, you know, news and notes about it. And then he had the meeting with Elizabeth Warren. So we'll see when he jumps in, but it's a matter of time as to when he jumps in. One thing's for certain, everybody's going to have to answer the question about Wall Street rules and the rich people's game. And some of the world's richest people lost a whole bunch of do-re-mi on Monday. However, for them, it's like Monopoly money. It's really the 401k types who need the money for retirement, not the billionaires, but the others, not the Jeff Bezoses of Amazon and Bill Gates and those guys, or Carlos Slim from Mexico. I mean, Carlos Slim lost $1.6 billion. Oh, how sad I feel for this man. Jeff Bezos lost $2.6 billion. Think they're going to get that money back? I bet they'll get that money back. But it's the people who are set to retire, the people who were talking about pennies compared to that. How do they get that back? Because there's only a couple times during the year that they can get into their basket of stocks, and that's it. So there's no playing around with the stocks, meaning selling off, all that kind of stuff. And then there's the people who are retired, by the way, and who are beholden to the stock market, because they're still, some of them still have money in the market. Oh my, oh my. And what does this all go back to? China. So what is China going to do to end all this turmoil? And the answer is, you know, obviously they see what happens when the false narrative wears off of how many jumped into their market. While we have financial markets, ours have been just busting at the seams for the past 6 years, when the real economy, not the fake economy, because, you know, it's like Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And there's a reason for that, because it's the big fantasy, right? Do whatever you want, and who cares? No one will ever know. That's the joke. And that's the deal. When it's that's exactly what it is with the stock market. This is the fake inflated economy, as our friend Stephen Kelly has talked about many times. And then here's the real reality. So what's been happening to people in the economy is not the picture that we've been seeing. And the markets have stimulants, quantitative easing, the worst two words put together. Thanks, Janet Yellen. Quantitative easing, throwing fake money and pumping up the money. It's the worst. It's the worst. The Federal Reserve and the Bank of England doing the same thing. So it's not real. And the stock market slide is real. And it hits real people. It was Black Monday, no question about it. So things have turned around a little bit in the Asian markets. On Tuesday, not as dramatic as we saw on Monday. But it's not good. But it's not good. That's the bottom line. So now you've got people who are saying, "Ugh, what do I do? You know, what do we do? How do I combat this? 1,000-point plunge at the open of the market on Monday. What's going to happen on Tuesday?" You know, it's that chaos that's created on negative news. That's what's so difficult about trying to handicap the market as well. So there are a whole bunch of people who are digging in. There's a whole bunch very, very nervous as to what they're seeing. Very nervous. One thing I would tell them is to be very careful about steak tartare when they go to their clubs, because it is a delicacy. I mean, a delicacy in a way. And listen, I know my family used to have steak tartare. It's not a delicacy. You just get your ground beef and you throw an egg on it and then call it steak tartare. But the hamburger, they're saying, that you're grilling could have some harmful bacteria unless you cook it all the way through. It could make you sick. They have these new lab tests that were conducted by Consumer Reports, and they found that 300 packages of ground beef that were purchased across the country, and almost all of them, they had bacteria that signified fecal contamination. Oh, it is just sickening to hear that. And that means food poisoning. So, if you like your burgers medium rare, you might consider getting them a little more well done. And I'm a medium rare person for sure. You know, they say, do you want it to be pink? Do you want it to be bleeding? I wouldn't have it bleeding anytime soon. Now, what they're saying is, if the cattle were grass-fed, they'd have less beef. This is what the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is saying. If all cattle were grass-fed, we'd have less beef. It would be less affordable. Since grass doesn't grow on pastures year-round in many parts of the country, feedlots evolved to make the most efficient use of the land and the water and the fuel and the labor and the feed that was available. And they're right about that. They're right. Because it is different. Have you ever had completely grass-fed beef? Oh. My friend Ron has a ranch. My very good friend Ron has a ranch, and he was kind enough, because of course I am a meat eater and proud to be a meat eater. He gave us some steaks and he gave us some burgers, and let me tell you, it was some of the best beef I think I've ever had. Some of the best beef ever. Let's go out to Izzy in Missouri without further ado. Hey, Izzy.
Hey, Kay.
Hey.
Just a little comment on the fecal matter in the beef. Aren't we throwing crap every day as it is? Why not a little of that in our meat?
But I'm pumped, yep.
I mean, really? Okay. By the way, I'm a Trump fan, and the GOP's going to slit their throat if they pull the crap they're talking about. Trust me, they are going to slit their throat because people are fed up. But Grim is in Mississippi, right?
Yes.
Okay. This is for Grim, if he's still listening. And these people deserve a big applause. So, Patrick, get that little applause goody going.
Get our clap ready.
Yep. I was reading an article today about Brandon High School in Rankin County, Mississippi. This nasty little judge who was appointed by Obama ordered and then subsequently fined Brandon High School thousands of dollars for playing How Great That Art at their halftime football games. So they have been ordered again. I don't know if you read this or not, because it was not mainstream. But at the last game, one lady stood up at halftime and started singing it. Then one more, and the whole place stood up. They were singing How Great Thou Art, because they were the citizens, not the band. And it was just like that middle finger going up to that judge, and I thought, spot on, there's a special place in hell for that man. And I think we can provide the half track to drive him into it.
I love it. I love it. I'm so glad that you called and you referenced that, Izzy. Absolutely. Woohoo! Some clapping for Izzy. That's my clap. Woo-hoo! Definitely. Bravo. She's right. Absolutely. On the flip side, odds and ends. Oh, thank goodness, by the way, Izzy, you didn't go to Malta. I was so worried you'd left. Do not leave and not say goodbye. Stay. Stay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We're heading to the exit for this hour anyway of America Tonight. Some odds and ends to throw at you. You know, it's interesting. Everybody has an opinion about Donald Trump. And for the most part, this audience likes what Donald Trump has to say because he is authentic. You know, we said this heading into what now certainly is an early election cycle. We crave authenticity. And why? Why is that? Because I think most of us, I'm going to speak for all of you in the audience that call in frequently, I think we're authentic people. And I know personally I am not good with the phonies. I'm not good with phony people. Oh, if I could only tell my stories on the air. It would be the last night, but it would be fun. So here's the thing. Trump doesn't have to be beholden to anybody, so he is going to say politically incorrect things. Or, as he explained there were a lot of exaggerations about what was going on with him. Oh, they canceled this, or people pulled out of this, and then it turned out to be, of course, no big deal. It was an exaggerated version of what had happened, and he wasn't concerned about it anyway. And Trump, like Mitt Romney, I'll give Mitt Romney credit for this, because one of the things he did do was he was not high on China. And for all the reasons that Trump is saying, too. So that was perhaps his best moment when he talked about that. And Trump with really what has become his biggest issue is the border. And you have Jeb Bush at the border today saying, oh, this is nonsense. No conservative would adopt anything that Trump is saying because we'd be killing our relationship with Mexico. Would they want to trade with us as we dumped all their people back? And the answer is Mexico makes a ton of money off of us with this dealio of letting people just cross the border, right? Which, by the way, if you go to Mexico, and I like parts of Mexico, and there are wonderful people in Mexico, there is no doubt about it, depending on where you visit, there are some wonderful people. But it is the land of the haves and the have-nots. Where's the in-between in Mexico? So go ahead, go just cross the border and get your jobs. We're not worried about losing workers because we don't need you. We'll have some workers to work in our plants, in our maquiladoras. We'll have enough people there. So everybody else, if you can get across and you can get a job and then send your money back, that's okay with us. That's convenient, right? Sure. Very convenient. I used to say this. Try doing that as an American. Pick a country, any country, and see how that works for you. See what happens if you decide, you know what, I'm just gonna plop here and I'm just gonna start working. I'm just gonna get a gig and it's gonna be no problem and I'm not gonna have to pay taxes on it. I mean, this is an old story and I can flip open the lid, and especially because I have a lot of experience with things at the border. Two friends that are Border Patrol agents, one who left the television business to be in a Border Patrol agent, and the stories would rattle your cages and beyond. And we've had some of those stories on the air, and we've talked about it, and you know it. You know it's out there. I don't have to preach this to anybody. And we're in trouble. And why is that ignored? And what about all the people who paid thousands of dollars to try to get here and keep getting denied? They keep getting denied because the bottom line is, with the system we have now in place, we've had to turn down people legally. It's a nightmare. And I don't know how I get off on that. But in talking about Trump and why it is that everybody, more than anything, I think, everybody has an opinion on Donald Trump more than anything happening in this election. Even if Joe Biden steps in, even if Elizabeth Warren is going to be his undercard or whatever, it doesn't matter. The biggest story, period, besides Hillary and the servers and the emails, absolutely is Donald Trump. Absolutely. And just so you know this, and this is a proven fact, this whole thing with the so-called anchor babies, though you can't say anchor babies, you have to come up with another word. If you look at what it is costing us, if you look at they have in Los Angeles places that are places where you can go and have babies. And when you're talking about what we're saying with this 14th Amendment and what they call birth tourism, how big of a magnet is that? How big of a magnet is birth tourism, right? According to the Center for Immigration Studies, between April, between 350,000 and 400,000 children are born annually to an illegal alien mother living in the United States. So that's 1 in 10 births nationwide. As of 2010, 4 out of 5 children of illegals residing in the U.S. were born here. That's 4 million. I mean, you can look these numbers up. It's easy to find them. The Pew Research Center has said this for a long time, and they've had statistics that illegal immigrants make up about 4% of the adult population because they have high birth rates. Their children make up a larger share of both the newborn population, 8%, and the child population in the country, which is 7%. So now project the other numbers onto this, and what does that cost? Here's what it costs. If you were to throw in inflation, the Department of Agriculture is saying that a child born in 2013 would cost his parents $304,480 from birth to his 18th birthday. So now you think of people in the country illegally, and you think of the household income and the poverty line and what that means. So most of that cost falls on the government. We already know this, right? 71% of illegals or illegal-headed households with children get some sort of welfare, compared with 39%. You hear the number? 71% compared with 39% of native-headed households with children. So people struggling in here, born in the United States, here natives, Native Americans, not Native Americans, but people in America that are native to America. Get it? So 71-39. Wow. Wow. And think about what that means. U.S.-born children of illegals are entitled to American public schools. We know that. Healthcare, we've seen that with the hospitals. That's why we're paying more. So what do we do? If only laws had been enforced decades ago that were on the books, we wouldn't be talking about this. If you were just talking about a couple of people here and there, meaning a couple of thousand, no big deal. But we're not talking about those kinds of numbers. The numbers are crazy. Crazy numbers. I mean, I could go on and on. And the studies are out there. The National Review just linked a bunch of this information together. There is a definite economic cost to what is happening here. And the Rolling Stone just did a story on it. Welcome to Maternity Hotel California. That's what they called it. And what does that mean? Because of the amount of births that we're talking about, tourist births in the United States. Oh, man. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.